remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
It's 24 degrees on Friends Plaza. We're expected to warm up to 43 today. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on the weather in 5 minutes after this hour's news. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. University of Illinois President Joseph White is preparing a contingency plan as universities brace for economic hardship. Jenna Dooley has more.
U of I President Joseph White has already directed administrators at the three campuses to tighten their belts over the next 6 to 18 months. White is not mandating any hiring or salary freezes at this point, but says those may be coming.
Our budget is 70% people, and so if times get bad enough, we cannot immunize our entire community from those kinds of sacrifices, and we will figure out what to do in the fairest way possible.
Student trustees have suggested employees who make more than $150,000 per year should not see an increase in pay. White wouldn't comment on that specific dollar amount. He says he will present his plan to the Board of Trustees at their monthly meeting this week in Springfield. The U of I system is working under a $4 billion budget this year, but White says the economy and other factors could lead to problems going forward. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Authorities at a hospital in Park Ridge say the Reverend Andrew Greeley remains in critical condition after he fell and fractured his skull late last week. A spokeswoman for Advocate Lutheran General Hospital said last night the condition of the well-known priest, newspaper columnist, and best-selling novelist hadn't changed. His family says the 80-year-old Greeley snagged his jacket in the door of a taxicab Friday afternoon and fell, hitting his head. Friends say he suffered bleeding on the brain. Greeley was born in Chicago and has written more than 50 novels. In a column for the Chicago Sun-Times, he often explored the relationship between religion and politics. At a Chicago church near Barack Obama's Southside home, jubilant services yesterday were peppered with references to his election and calls to be grateful for his victory. Dr. Brian Brazier of the Apostolic Church of God gave thanks for a president-elect from Chicago who's well known to his congregation. Obama lives less than 2 miles from the church. Even a soloist during a spiritual song about being grateful couldn't pass up a chance to mention Obama's election, asking how many of you are thankful for last Tuesday. Many of the hundreds in the crowd responded, "Praise Jesus." Obama spoke at Apostolic on Father's Day in his first address to a congregation after leaving his longtime church, Trinity United Church of Christ. If you think politicians who keep their campaign promises are few and far between, a University of Illinois professor wants to challenge that notion. In fact, political scientist Tracy Sulkin's study suggests that the actions of senators and congressmen parallel what they promise in their campaign ads. She looked at the content of their commercials and the bills they introduced or co-sponsored once they were elected. But she says their ads rarely mention specifics about what they promised to do. She also says negative campaigning fuels the perception that politicians never keep their promises.
Lack of keeping promises is one thing that candidates accuse each other of. So if we don't pay attention to what they're actually doing and just pay attention to what goes on in the campaign, we might be led to that. Research also shows that the belief that your representative has or has not kept his or her promises is often linked to your overall views of politics.
Sulkin says lawmakers should not be judged on the measures that get them through the entire process and become law. She says it's very hard for individual members to maintain control over their proposals from start to finish. The state of Illinois will make $190,000 in grants to help research, treat, and prevent Alzheimer's disease. That money comes from donations that Illinois taxpayers made on their tax returns to the Alzheimer's Disease Research Fund earlier this year. Governor Rod Blagojevich has proclaimed November Alzheimer's Awareness Month in the state. Experts say more than 200,000 people in Illinois have Alzheimer's disease, which causes the loss of memory, attention span, and the ability to learn. The fund was started in 1985, and since then, Illinois residents have donated more than $3 million. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central Time with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's coming up on 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
It's freezing cold outside.
Yeah.
Literally.
I know what you sometimes say when it's that cold.
What?
You like to say, shiver me timbers.
Oh, shiver me timbers, yeah. It was frosty. My car was outside last night. So it took a little while to get the windows scraped off. First time I had to do that this year.
Second time for me.
Second time for you?
Second time, yep.
Yeah.
But this is the coldest morning so far this season in the area. Right now on Friends Plaza, we're at 23.5 degrees. So officially 24, but if it goes down another tenth, we'll call it 23. And out at Willard Airport, 19 degrees right now. And the wind chill also 19 because the wind speed's only 3 miles per hour. We have very little wind, and that's partly why the temperature has been allowed to drop so much. A clear sky and a nearly calm wind allow for full radiational cooling. Now, it's not clear everywhere in central Illinois, and as a result, there's a wide variety of temperature readings this morning. And looking at the map of our main area, 19 at Willard Airport is the coldest reading, but it's 21 in Taylorville, 22 in Bloomington Normal, Peoria and Springfield, and Mattoon, Charleston. Yet it's 27 in Jacksonville, some clouds out there, 27 in Pontiac, it's cloudy there, Kankakee, 28, Dan.